This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Cases of COVID-19 are on the rise throughout the country. Here in the city, though, cases have stayed relatively flat, and that's created the need for a balanced approach to reopening, whether it be schools, business, or any other aspect of life. And key to all of that, public transportation. We're joined on the news line by MTA Chairman Pat Foy. Thank you for joining us.
Kevin, thanks for having me.
Well, last week you had over 2 million people per day use city buses and subways. How do you make sure they're kept safe and that your employees are kept safe as well?
Well, the single most important answer is mask, mask, mask. Those who are, do not have masks are frankly not welcome on public transit, just plain and simple. The good news is that more than 90% of our customers on subways and buses, we've done physical counts, are wearing masks. We want to drive those numbers higher because public health experts agree universally that wearing a mask is the single best thing that we can all do to limit the spread of the virus. It protects the wearer, it protects co-commuters, and also our employees. If you're not wearing a mask, we ask that you stay off the subway, buses, and avoid the railroads. Masks are mandatory on transit, no exception, as a result of Governor Cuomo's executive order. It's the law of the state of New York. And you may be asked to leave the system if you refuse to wear a mask.
We've seen the issue of masks become political across the country, and some of your own MTA employees have gotten attacked for asking people to put it on. So how do you work on enforcement?
Well, look, New Yorkers are smart, and as I mentioned, Kevin, the mask compliance on subways and buses is over 90%. We want to drive it higher. Attacks on transit workers are abhorrent. They're also a felony with a penalty of years in imprisonment. We're going to do everything we can to protect our employees, whether it's on subways, buses, Metro North, or Long Island Railroad. And any attack on a transit worker, Long Island Railroad, or Metro North employee is illegal. Long imprisonment, and it's abhorrent. But what we're trying to do here is to raise the 90% mask compliance level to an even higher level. As part of that, we've distributed or are distributing 4 million masks donated by the state and the city at all subway stations for riders who may have left theirs at home. We've also begun installing mask dispensers on some buses and personal protective equipment vending machines in certain stations. We've got hundreds of mask force volunteers going out into the system to hand out face coverings personally. I joined them a week ago Thursday and rode the 7 train to Flushing, the 7 train back to 74th Street and Roosevelt Avenue. We got on the E, the 456, and a couple of bus lines. And the experience that we had was mask compliance was almost universal by our customers. That's a terrific thing, but we want to drive it higher.
That's the health crisis side of it. The pandemic also creating a financial crisis. The agency was in need of money before all of this. Can we expect any drastic changes at the MTA if Congress doesn't help out?
Well, we are fighting hard. Senator Schumer has been an incredible advocate in the United States Senate. The Republicans in the United States Senate seem to be in disarray, but it is critical that the MTA receive $3.9 billion of funding in this latest round of COVID-19 federal funding. Senator Schumer is committed to getting that. We do not want to take any of the steps that we'll have to take if we don't receive that funding, and we're laser focused on getting that funding.
And before we let you go, we've been talking a lot this morning about Isaias. How are you guys preparing for that storm as it's making its way here?
Well, the rail subway control center and the bus control center are closely monitoring the storm's progress. We had a dry run a couple of weeks ago on Tropical Storm Faye that went well. On subways, we've got crews staged to monitor and respond to flood-prone activities. We've inspected track pump locations. On buses, depots, and flood-prone areas, we're paying special attention to flash flooding. On Long Island Railroad and Metro North, there'll be around-the-clock staffing for maintenance operations and customer service departments. We're working closely with the governor and the state, and we're ready for the storm.
That's MTA Chairman Pat Foy on the Newsline. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin. Take care.
Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, it's hot and humid again today. Some relief with the storm.
It's true that the temperature will be lower tomorrow, but that's going to be a very muggy wind coming in off the water tomorrow. Today's high will be 85 to 90 degrees, and there could be a thunderstorm or two during the afternoon hours. That's just typical. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers for tonight, near 75. Some of that tropical moisture being drawn up already during the night tonight. And then we start getting into the nuts and bolts of this with showers and thunderstorms becoming more frequent and numerous through the day tomorrow into at least the first part of Tuesday night. The good news is that the tropical storm will accelerate when reaching our latitude, so the amount of time that damage can be produced around here will be limited, but still, there could be flooding downpours, strong damaging winds. Tomorrow's highs will be mostly in the 70s. And then, of course, some improvement on Wednesday. Right now, 79 degrees in the city, humidity 58%, and a westerly wind 12 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.